There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Out of the gates. Here we go. Welcome in. Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you live downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up on the three-hour program today, Nigel Seeley in 45 minutes, his soccer bets and analysis. It's been, to me, award-winning in the last like month. Guy has been on fire. Can't wait to talk to him again. Brad Powers in an hour on college football. Mike Pritchard on the show today, NFL, and Paul Charging some fantasy and player props coming up with him. This is it's a weird game tonight, and I say that because I think both teams so far are playing below expectations, but both teams have been banged up, especially the Saints. And when you look at this, you know, we're on, before the game starts, plenty of hours in advance of opening kickoff. But according to head coach Dennis Allen yesterday, Michael Thomas, Jarvis Landry, Pete, Troutman, Lattimore, all going to be ruled out. And it looks like Dalton is going to play quarterback, but I can't bet on that. So we're kind of unsure who's going to be under center today as well.
Mm-hmm. I prefer Dalton. I would feel better about my chances if I'm a Saints fan in that organization if it's Dalton. The problem thus far has been turnovers. They lead the league in turnovers and the worst turnover margin. I still think there's hope for the Saints, even though they're 2-4. They're 4-1 to make the playoffs. You get healthy, you can make a run here. I still think they have enough talent to get there. Arizona, I think, is a lost cause. But both teams 2-4, though, not out of it, because in those divisions, 3-3 is in first place, if you can believe it. So if the Saints take care of the ball, and I think they'll eventually get this strained out, and when they get these people back and get healthy with these key weapons, and Olave's supposed to go, I think they can get in this playoff mix and could get in the playoffs, and 4-1 might be worth some pizza money.
Yeah, when you asked me recently if I gave up on my preseason Saints bet, the one that I am giving up on is 10 or more wins. I don't think I can win that one at this point. Maybe I can if they get healthy soon enough. But tonight's a big game for that. Playoffs, certainly still maybe in the mix in the NFC. But, I can't, as banged up as the Saints are with that many key guys out in this game, I still can't get there with Arizona.
Yeah.
Even though they should really be able to take advantage of all of those guys on the shelf tonight. And Hopkins comes back for the Cardinals. I know that there's no Hollywood Brown out, but Rondell Moore's been playing well. So he's going to slide into the number two slot tonight as the wide receiver. I know they just got Robbie Anderson, but he's going to take a minute to get used to here.
Is he going to play?
I don't even know if he can play. All right. Yeah. So I wouldn't be going nuts with him.
No.
But I think Murray's going to find spots where he's going to probably force it to Hopkins. And I'm like, welcome back, buddy. I missed you.
Right, right. And plus, Kingsbury's been so bad in this 0-6 ATS in the first half. And we've talked about it for 2 weeks straight. Only 3 points on the season in the first quarter. So this is big for Arizona. The fact that they can't win a home game. Haven't won a home game in a year. Saints have played 11 straight unders on Thursday night.
Wow.
Do with that what you want. They also brought in You Sunk My Blanket Ship to kick now after the Amendola mess, and he can't get Prater healthy. But also you see this guy that he doesn't want any part of the field goals. I don't blame him because the kicking issues that they've had since Prater went down. So eight straight losses at home, 1-7 ATS. It has been ugly for Arizona here going back at home. And this is just unfathomable to be this bad at home for over a year. I mean, the last win was week 7 last year against Houston. It's a travesty.
Yep. And again, we've pointed out, as you said, we've documented the first quarter and first half struggles a lot with Arizona. I will dive into that a little bit more right now. This is just first quarter, folks. That's it for Arizona. Their EPA ranks across the entire league, meaning expected points added per play. So on defense, total EPA per play, they're dead last in the first quarter. Passing EPA allowed per play, dead last. Explosive pass percentage allowed, dead last. Points per game allowed, 31st. Play success rate, dead last. On offense, total EPA per play, 29th. Passing per play, 28th. Explosive percentage, 29th. Points per game, 32nd. You get my point here.
Is that bad?
Like every single category in offense and defense, they are either the worst team in the entire league or like bottom three, bottom four.
Yeah, Pritchard should light up Kingsbury later in the show. I mean, this guy with this offensive genius guru tag, anything but. It's embarrassing, you know, and that contract looks worse. It looks horrific what they gave Murray, too. So you think you get a shot in the arm with Hopkins back. You know, if not, who else is he throwing to? Can you trust more in Ertz? I would say Ertz, yes, but you see him, mid-60s for his prop. Some places don't even have it up that Hopkins is back now, too. The other thing is, can the Saints run the ball? Because I think I see Taysom Hill as low as 29.5. He's gone over that with his longest carry in 3 games. And he was great against Seattle and was pretty good last week. Yeah, they moved the ball last week. No problems with all these guys out and a chance to beat the Bengals. So the offense hasn't been an issue. It's been defensively, too. But I think they'll have success on the ground. We might disagree on this, but I think the offense will be okay tonight, and they'll have success on the ground against Arizona. And I think Hill will go over 29.5. It's 32.5 at other spots.
Sure. No, Kamara, by the way, with Dalton under center, has been really good. We'll break down more of his numbers coming up in a little bit. Kamara's been totally trustworthy.
We'll go back to the London game. They should have beat the Vikings. They moved the ball. They were decimated by injury in that game.
They were.
And moved the ball against Minnesota.
They were. But the one strength of the Cardinals you really have to look at is how well they've been so far against the run overall. But this is the one thing that the Saints have done well. Now that Kamara is back, and that it's different, though. With Dalton under center, been really good. When Winston was there, not the same exact guy. By the way, to your point of the immaturity level on Kyler Murray, I think that they had to regret that contract after... To me, I don't even know. I can't even imagine ever saying, here's the deal for you, Kyler. We want you to sign this contract.
You see the Ross Tucker tweet? Bad timing. Grand Theft Auto comes out.
Yeah.
I mean, the video game clause in the contract.
I will say this. I have not played video games in probably 20-plus years. Uh-huh. That looks like the most stellar video game ever made.
Yeah, you're right. The commercial.
Oh.
You're right.
I want to buy whatever are we on? Are we on PlayStation 6, 7? Yeah. Five?
What's the ad budget that went into that?
Oh.
On the commercial.
I thought it was
Pete Danielson. It's
I thought the ad for the video game was a real life movie when I want to watch this movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
And then it comes out it's a video game.
That's good. Good. Ross Tucker. Yeah, new Call of Duty this week, and the Cardinals on a short week. Not good. Not good.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield. What's he doing? Can't find him. Hasn't read the playbook. Oh, he's playing video games.
I want to get your thoughts on this. Because Kyler Murray was asked by a reporter, listen to the reaction here, if Kingsbury should give up play calling.
No. Come on, Doc. Come on. You good?
Yeah. He said it.
That's cool.
I can't take him seriously. I can't take Kingsbury seriously. The entire organization I can't take seriously.
Well, you got to look in the mirror. I mean, you've been horrible.
So awful.
You can't get someone else as a call plays. Yeah. Remember, we went through this in the preseason. He didn't. He let Murray call plays in a preseason game because he thought he'd see how hard it is, and it's not easy.
Yep.
They lit it up in that preseason game, but you'd have to try something out. This is embarrassing.
I said this like around week two, week three of the league. Watch tonight with Arizona's offense. Every single play is like a jailbreak when they pass. There's nothing. Yeah. People are saying that Justin Fields can't stay in the pocket, and he doesn't. Like, as soon as
he takes off, or pop. Yes,
watch Kyler Murray tonight too. It's the same exact thing. He'll look like, you know, two progressions in, and then it's like, I got to get out of here right now.
Yeah, and they should be 1-5. They had no business out here beating the Raiders.
No, none.
When they were down big, and then the Raiders couldn't get a stop in the second half. The other one was a come-from-behind win against Carolina, which means nothing now. So the other thing, we've had back-to-back stinkers here, right? Thursday night football, primetime games under, 12-9 and 12-7. Those are our Thursday night scores the last 2 weeks.
So do you want to go under touchdown scored in the first half again? You can probably find...
No touchdown first half?
Oh, if you can't
do
find that.
Do that, too.
Yeah.
Well, they can't score.
No,
I mean,
I know.
I eliminate the first quarter already with Arizona.
Boy, but they should... Against the Saints defense, though, they're so bad right now because of the injuries.
Yeah. I don't trust them in the red zone, though. Yeah?
Mm.
Good night. It's a good night.
There's that. Yep. And by the way, all tickets cash the same. I have big future tickets on two teams that are playing tonight. I have South Alabama 20-1 and Troy 14-1 per your recommendation.
Yeah.
To win the Sun Belt.
You son of a gun.
So the winner,
South Alabama, God.
The winner of this game, how do they not make the Sun Belt championship game?
Right. They should win the West. Absolutely. South Alabama's lane 3, it's too short for me. I'm surprised. They only have one loss, and that was the last second field goal when they got beat at UCLA. So Troy comes in hot as well. They lost at Ole Miss 28-10. Nasty defense. I don't trust the offense, though. But they're hot. And it should be a 5-game winning streak, but they lost on a Hail Mary to App State.
Yep.
That's the only loss. But you're right. The winner of this game should win the West, and you are cooking with Crisco then with the future bets. But I like South Alabama in this game. You also have the baseball playoff game. And then you got the Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's favored. They've won two in a row now since they fired Collins. They're laying points against Virginia tonight.
Mm. I will say that I actually am on the other side with you in this game.
You like Troy?
I like Troy because you can find a couple of spots that had 3.5 earlier in the week. And I'll tell you, I mean, a couple of reasons why. First of all, when you look at Sagarin's ratings, he has Troy a couple of spots ahead of South Alabama. It's not the be-all, end-all.
Yeah.
Bill Connolly, ESPN, SP+. He has South Alabama slightly ahead of Troy. And then Adam Burke here at VSiN. He made South Alabama 1. He actually has Troy higher up in his power ratings, but he gives South Alabama a small edge because of home field in this game tonight. And there are other reasons why.
It is big, yeah. They're 6-1 ATS last 7 at home, too.
Yeah.
Jaguars.
Troy's defense is really good.
Yes, it is. Shut down Ole Miss for much of the game.
I think this is going to be a very tight game tonight.
Yep. Very big for futures. Yep. Concur. No doubt.
All right. Fall sports, they are in full swing, and Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts. Whether you're a football, hockey, basketball, or baseball fan, Bet Rivers has you covered. Join them every single week for new promotions like their Tuesday hockey first goal insurance, Friday night college football bet and get, Sunday football parlay insurance, and more. Simply go to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app today. It's a whole new game. We'll recap the betting action from last night and win some, lose some coming up next. He had a great season, but his one weakness showed in his only start against them this year. Details on that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online. Book your home for the latest lines, odds, and boost. Whether it's football, hockey, basketball, baseball, soccer, they have you covered. BetRivers.com. Download the app. Great promotions every week. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers. And everyone loves Nigel. Bet Rivers loves Nigel Seeley. And he'll be in the sober zone for the World Cup in about a month. Seeley underscore Nigel on Twitter. He is on fire. Red hot with the plays. And he's got five plays today in soccer that we're going to go over. Appreciate the time. Good to see you as well. And this has been fun with all these Premier League games this week.
Yeah, it has. I mean, it's been a great run at the moment. I think the midweek card's been quite a tricky card, really. There's still two more games this evening, two games that I don't really have much of an opinion on. You've got some Europa League games, and the soccer over here is coming thick and fast in Europe because they're trying to get as much as they can in before we have a break for the World Cup, which is only a month away now. I mean, it's going to be insane on that. But from my perspective, the English Premier League and the tips I've been giving you have been an absolute fire at the moment. I mean, we have 7-0 in the last 2 weeks, seven picks, seven winners. And since I launched my column on VSiN on the website, I don't think we've had a losing play. I think it's been winners after winners after winner. I have messaged Bill for a pay rise, but he hasn't responded yet. So I'll have to see what he has to say about that when we negotiate our World Cup deal.
Yeah, no kidding. You didn't respond. I'm surprised by that.
I didn't. Yeah, no, you're surprised that Bill didn't respond.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
The only person who responds less is you, Paulie.
I'll give you something. Come on. I cannot believe the props and what's available for the World Cup. Oh my God, my head's spinning when I look at what's offered. Right. I can't. This is going to be so fun in a month.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely insane. My ticket arrived today for England v America. My ticket arrived this morning, so I'm getting very excited. We got me accreditation thing here, which is already ready to go.
There you go.
The picture of me, though, look like I'm surprised they let me in the country. Look at the state of that.
Yes, I wouldn't let you in either.
Yeah,
that's good.
I think I'm going to have problems when I get to a security.
Yes. You look like you're going to cause trouble. How about one today in the Europa League? You want to oppose Arsenal? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I'll tell you the reason why I want to oppose Arsenal, because Arsenal pretty much qualified already. I mean, it's a league's format. The top two teams go through to the knockout stages. And Arsenal, they've won their three games, so they're almost certain to qualify. PSV come here in good form. They've won five of their last six. I know that the Dutch league isn't as strong as the English Premier League, but Arsenal will rest every single one of their players. I think it'll be a complete second team for Arsenal. I know their second team is very, very good, but they'll rest everybody because the Premier League is the most important competition for them. They're sitting top of it at the moment. And with Man City dropping points, the last thing they want to do is risk players in this competition. So I think it'll be a reserve Arsenal team tonight. I think you'll see a whole host of changes. And I don't think they really need to go for the win because a draw is a good result for both teams here. Arsenal are very low favourites, -195, -220 with some books. I just think if you're going to get someone beat at a low price, Arsenal could be that team tonight. I like PSV plus a one goal. I'd probably have a small little wager on the draw at +360. Ooh. Because the draw isn't a bad result for either teams. And I just don't think Arsenal are going to be at it tonight because they've got a big Premier League game at the weekend and they've got bigger fish to fry at the moment.
Okay. How about Saturday? Let's start with the Championship League. One league below the Premier League. This is the league that Preston North End plays in, which we've discussed, 13-2 underrun league matches. How about Queen Park Rangers against Wigan?
Yeah, they're my tip. They're my only play at the moment in the Championship. I'm actually a QPR fan. That's the team that I support. I go and watch them quite regularly. They've got an excellent manager. Mick Beale, his name was. He's a bit of a rookie. He was the assistant coach at Glasgow Rangers. And he was the assistant coach at Aston Villa. Young man, good ideas, real good football man. And he has done wonders at QPR. They're top of the table in the Championship. And the uncertainty around QPR was that he was linked with the vacant managerial job at Wolverhampton Wanderers in the Premier League. And that is a big move for him to go from QPR to Wolves. Wolves offered him the job and he turned it down and showed his commitment to stay at QPR. Now, that is all the incentive you need. This is a real good group of young players at Queen's Park Rangers. The manager and the coach is so highly regarded. And ahead of that game, that news only broke a couple of hours ago that he turned down a Premier League move. So for him to turn that down, that is a huge boost for QPR. QPR have won 5 of their last 6. They played their best performance of the season last night in a 3-0 home win against Cardiff. And Wigan have lost 5 of their last 6, and they got beat 4-1 on Wednesday night at home to Middlesbrough, which is a terrible result. I think QPR are a much better side than Wigan. And with their news that the manager is staying, I think Evans is a fantastic price. I can see that match start, QPR starting around about minus 125.
Okay, excellent. So you're red hot. Stay hot in the Premier League. We'll go to the Prem now. Saturday matches. Let's go to the early match with Man City. What do you want to do with Man City? Big favorite, but you're looking at your famous to win the nil bet.
Yeah, I think Man City are minus $5 to win this game. The lowest, you know, the biggest favorite on the Premier League card this weekend, and rightly so. Brighton still their manager left them, Graham Potter, and went to be the manager at Chelsea. Since then, they haven't won a game. He was such a good coach and such an important factor. He's gone and they haven't won a match. Brighton haven't scored in their last 3 matches. When you look at Manchester City, I know they come in on the back of a disappointing performance against Liverpool, but every time Man City and Pep Guardiola have had a disappointment in the Premier League, or they've dropped points in the Premier League this season, they've come back with a monster win. They've drew 2 games prior to that defeat, and the back straight after that, they won by 4 goals, 4-0 and 5-0, I think it was. If you look at Man City at home this season, they've beaten Bournemouth 4-0, they've beaten Southampton 4-0, they've beaten Nottingham Forest 6-0. That's the kind of opposition that Brighton would be for me, similar kind of opposition probably a little bit better, but not far off those sort of Bournemouth and Southampton sides. If you look at the history of this match, the last 5 years in this fixture, Man City have 1-0. No, they haven't conceded against Manchester City. And when you consider that Man City are minus $5 to win, you can bet them at minus 108 to win 2-0. I think that's the difference between the two is vast. And I think the best way to get with Man City is to bet them to win 2-0 at minus 108. The biggest game of the weekend is Chelsea against Manchester United. I don't think it's going to be a classic. Chelsea, under their new manager, Graham Potter, the manager who left Brighton to go to Chelsea, they're unbeaten in 7. They haven't conceded a goal in their last 5, Chelsea. He's really done wonders in the defence. Chelsea's defence was the best in Europe 18 months ago. It went through some rocky stages, and now they've got him really looking good. He's made changes to the goalkeeper, and I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. Man United's last 3 haven't conceded a goal in their last 3 matches. All of those games cashed under 2.5 goals. And I think this is a low-scoring game. I can see Chelsea probably winning it 1-0, 2-0. But I think under 2.5 goals here, at plus money, plus 108, is a decent bet. And the other thing is the weather in London is pretty dreadful at the moment. A lot of heavy rain. And I reckon that's going to continue into the weekend. So that could bring in the goals angle. The other one I like goals in is Leeds against Fulham. Leeds lost last week against Arsenal 1-0, but if you watch the game, they created so many chances. They missed the penalty, they had chances created, and they just couldn't put the ball in the back of the net. Leeds will score goals soon. They're going to come good. They're playing tonight. They could score tonight, but they're going to score goals soon. And I feel that Leeds against Fulham is a really good matchup as far as a good football match and watching it. If you look at Fulham this season, they played 10 games in the Premier League, 9 of them have cashed over 2.5 goals. Both teams have scored also as a yes in 9 of their 10 matches. The only game that hasn't cashed in that market is when they played Wolves, who, you know, my views on Wolves, I think they're the most boring side in the Premier League. And that was a 0-0 draw, which doesn't surprise me. But every other side, that the goals have been certain in Fulham matches. So I think the Leeds-Fulham over 2.5 goals is a little bit lower odds than the others, -136. But I think that will cash as well. So bets from me, Man City to win to nil, -108. Chelsea, Man United, under 2.5 goals at +108. And Leeds v Fulham, over 2.5 goals at -136. And in the English Championship, the Super Hoops, QPR at evens to beat Wigan.
Okay, very good. I was going to ask you about the juice, as always, on the Leicester-Leeds match. $1.28 is what I found.
Yeah, I think that's got goals in that game, Mitch. I haven't got a great opinion on that match tonight, okay, but I would expect to see goals in that game. Okay. So I think goals would be on the menu. And obviously, if you want to read the column, the each weekly column I've got with VSiN, it'll be on the website. It'll be over there this evening, so you can see the picks there, and I'll give my thoughts on some other games which we haven't mentioned here as well.
All right, I'll go to bat for you with a raise. I'll let you know.
Sorry?
I'll go to bat for you. I'll tell them they should give you a raise.
To be honest with you, Paulie, I'd rather Mitch go bat for me rather than yourself.
Yeah. That's a smart move. That's an advantage from Nigel.
If you could do the negotiations, Mitch, and leave Paulie well away of those.
Nigel knows. Yeah, he gets it.
He got
it. I do.
Take care.
Yeah, be good. Let's hope the...
Stay hot, kid.
Oh, boy. It has been great.
Oh, the Fulham match last week went over in the first half?
Yeah. But also, just like the way that he breaks down games and his analysis to me is just...
Can't get mad if you lose.
He's the ultimate, like Alan Boston, professional, better. Uh-huh. Put yourself inside the locker room, inside the shoes of these... That's what Nigel does. He's very good at it.
Remember 2 years ago he was on? He was at the Crystal Palace holiday party? That doesn't look good here. I got this.
College football with Pro Better. Brad Powers up next. How many regular season undefeated teams are we going to get? What does he make Tennessee, Georgia in a couple of weeks?
Money. That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering to more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. Easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website details at VSiN.com/horses. Brad Powers now, college football expert, Pro Better. Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. BradPowersSports.com has an excellent newsletter. You want to pick it up as well, and we'll throw everything at him here rapid fire. It's a kind of a, thanks for getting up as early as always. This is a tough week, right? A lot of teams coming off byes.
You can say it's a tough week. I kind of like to take advantage of that because we're at the point in the year where some teams are playing their eighth consecutive week. Other teams coming fresh off a bye. Not that I think it's, you know, it's always a case by case basis for me, but on some instances I will take, I think the bye is worth a little bit more this time of year than what it typically is.
Okay. So then which, you know, case by case study here, which games actually stood out to you with as the example for this weekend then?
I think Exhibit A is the big game. It's Kansas State TCU. We'll start actually on the team that's not off a bye. It's actually TCU playing a fifth consecutive big game for them. And I actually start with the SMU game because of Sonny Dykes being a former coach there. It's a big rivalry in town there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So, and then they play Oklahoma, College Game Day with Kansas. And then obviously last week rallying in double overtime against Oklahoma State. Now you got to face a Kansas State team that's fresh off a bye. And I think matchup wise, number one, and we'll talk about it probably in some of the other games, going to be significant wind. Well, who's that hurt? Well, TCU relies a heck of a lot more on their pass game than Kansas State does. Mm-hmm. And then also Kansas State takes care of the football. I know I'm going to jinx him, but Kansas State's the only team in the country that hasn't thrown an interception yet this season. So, I mean, when you're going on the road, play defense, take care of the football, run the football, man, I think Kansas State's a live dog here.
Okay, very good. How about this Boise Air Force game? I can't get a read on Air Force. I thought they're going to win the Mountain West, and they had a couple bad losses, blew out UNLV, and Boise appears to have turned it around since the horrible showing on that Friday night game at UTEP.
Yeah, speaking of a bye, I mean, this time of year, I love teams with a bye with extra time to prep for the option because it's such a unique style. So that's point number one for Boise State. Number two, the reason I like the Broncos is they're fundamentally a different football team than just 3 weeks ago. And what has changed? Well, they have a new quarterback transferred. Hank Bachmeyer transfers out. You think downgrade? No, opposite, upgrade. This Taylen Green kid, 6'6", 215, gives him a running threat out of the quarterback position. And I think the biggest upgrade is that offensive coordinator. They fired their offensive coordinator, and now who's calling plays from? Dirk Cutter, a very experienced head coach at going all the way back to Boise State in the late 90s, Arizona State, Tampa Bay. And keep in mind, Boise State has a young defensive-minded head coach. So to have a guy with so much experience on the other side of the ball has been a big positive. And we've seen it the first two games with these changes. I mean, they ran for 316 yards against San Diego State. That's the most San Diego State's allowed in any game in 5 years, going back to the time they played Army in a bowl game. So I like Boise State outright against an Air Force team that is disappointing me this year.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're making the case for two dogs already. Then how do you assess the matchup that we're going to get in Eugene between the Ducks and the Bruins? Both teams off the bye here. Can you actually make the case that maybe the bye came at a bad time because both teams were playing so well?
Possibly. First off, let's welcome back the Pac-12 to big-time college football, because it seems like we talk about the Pac-12 every week as far as a big game. Maybe a little bit worried, and maybe the offenses lose their rhythm because both of them are rolling a little bit. But with that being said, I don't see a lot of defensive stops in this game. I think that it really comes down on one side of the ball. For me, the interesting matchup is Oregon's only allowed one sack this season. That's the fewest in the country. Wow. On the other side, UCLA's got the nation's leading sacker, Latu, on the defensive line. So whoever wins that matchup, I think, will go a long way. Believe it or not, I'm not too heavily involved in this game.
Okay. How about Texas taking money against Oklahoma State? Oklahoma State off the tough loss against TCU, and is Sanders going to play?
Well, I mean, with all the money that Texas is getting here, number one, it shouldn't come too big of a surprise. We saw Oklahoma State get a ton of money against them last week. Texas has been a play-on team since Ewers returned. But Sanders, you know, even if he does play, keep in mind, the word was he had to take a shot in the shoulder last week. Played very well early. Shot wears off. Oh, doesn't play well down the stretch against TCU. Might be the case here. We've also seen a ton of money come in on the under for obvious reasons. We're talking 20-plus mile-an-hour winds in the forecast. So I understand both movements. It's another game I'm not involved in at the current numbers.
And they give him another shot later in the game.
Yeah.
What do you have here on Saban, this great run by Saban off a loss?
Well, first off, this is amazing. He hasn't lost back-to-back regular season games since year one.
Oh.
So there's that. And he hasn't lost back-to-back games, period, since 2013. But more recently, last seven times, Saban has been off a loss. He's won all seven. That's not a big surprise. But how about this? He's covered all seven games by 13 points per game. And I'm here to tell you, in a lot of these situations, because everybody wants to back him after a loss, you're paying a premium, and he's still covering by 13 points per game in the last seven.
Yeah, that's incredible. Mm. Were you happy on Sunday with the openers when LSU was sent out a dog at home against Ole Miss?
I was. I think Ole Miss is overrated because they played a relatively soft schedule so far this season, haven't been, you know, tested too much. LSU's starting to find something, although they've been a little inconsistent. But, I mean, you had to like what you saw from LSU last week in the Swamp. And I just thought wrong team favorite. I bet LSU with a plus sign. Now it's a minus sign. Now, I will say this. It's not like I think LSU should be a full field goal favorite. At three, I'd actually lean Ole Miss. And I know crossing through zero is not that big of a move, but I think right team favorite at this point. I expect LSU to win.
Okay. Any opinion on the two games tonight? I mean, with the winner tonight's probably going to go to the Fun Belt title game with the Troy matchup against South Alabama. Now Georgia Tech is playing well since they fired Collins.
Yeah, I mean, two intriguing games tonight. I agree with you. Sun Belt West, whoever got, I think you might have been one of them in that Sun Belt West division. There was opportunity there because Louisiana wasn't going to be the team like they've been the last 4 or 5 years in that division. So I agree with you. Winner tonight, not that I think there's value, but I think they win the West division. And look, the East is kind of, you know, doesn't have a lot of consistency. So you might have your Sun Belt championship winner tonight. In the other game, I do lean Virginia, believe it or not, even though they've been, you know, terrible in year one under Tony Elliott. I just think, you know, after a couple game bump with Georgia Tech with the interim, maybe that fades away, but nothing big tonight, just a lean on Virginia.
It's Some games of the year are out, and I wanted to get your thoughts on some of these big matchups, and the playoff could be a mess here. Ohio State, 8.5 against Michigan. What say you?
I bet it. I bet Ohio State minus 8.5. I know people are concerned about the line of scrimmage because they harken back to what happened last year, and then they just saw what Michigan did to Penn State. But I'm here to tell you, Ohio State's a lot better at the line of scrimmage than what they were just 1 year ago. Look, they have the number one offense in the country right now. They have played almost the entire season without the number one wide receiver in the country, and Jackson Smith and Ajigba, and Travion Henderson, one of the top backs in the country, has been out for a majority of the season. Now they get those guys healthy. I think Ohio State's actually underrated. I don't think people fully grasp that they are clearly the number one team in the country.
Georgia, 10.5 against Tennessee.
Yeah, I think people reached out to me and said it's too much. I don't think so. Alabama last week was laying 9 on the road. I get it. They lost outright. But, you know, you change a player too. They were up 7, had an interception. They don't call a defensive pass interference penalty. Game plays pretty much to expectation, even as good as Tennessee was. But Alabama's 9 at Tennessee. So that means they're probably laying 13 at home. I'm here to tell you, Georgia's better than Alabama, believe it or not. So I think it's a little light. I'm surprised it's not 14. I would lean Georgia there.
Okay. Clemson, 9.5 at Notre Dame.
Oh, wow. They are off a bye, Clemson. It's a little rich, though, even in my power rankings. Even though I'm down on Notre Dame, I could see Clemson blowing them out. But I don't know. Notre Dame has been Jekyll and Hyde this year. I mean, you look at the performances against North Carolina, who's only lost one game. Notre Dame dominated that game. I need further information on that one. I need to see what Notre Dame does against UNLV and also Syracuse next week.
So I think we play this game every single year. Like 2 weeks ago, I think we had like 16 teams that were still undefeated. And it's like, oh, my God, how many are we going to have at the end of the year? I always say it's like 1.5 is the number that I'm going to go with. If you had to bet on it right now, like how many teams do you think are going to be undefeated at the very end of the regular season?
Oh, wow, that's a really good question. I'll say 2. Okay. We'll have a couple upsets, but Buckeyes, Georgia. No, those are safe.
Those two are safe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's what if I include, did you say regular season?
I'm only talking regular season.
There's a prop up on that, Brad. What if I include the championship games, conference title games?
Yeah, then I think you go to 1.5 because Georgia's going to play like an Alabama and that game's going to be close to pick them. So, 1.5.
That's the number. How many undefeated teams will be in the playoff? Yep.
And you currently have Clemson as the fourth best team in the country per your power ratings, but only like a hair above Tennessee. Is that correct?
No, actually, I have Michigan number 4 in my power rankings. Okay. I think they're clearly the number 4 team. I got Tennessee 5.
Yep.
And then Clemson.
I flipped them.
Clemson's
sorry.
Battling with actually Texas, believe it or not.
Yeah, but that's, I think when you look at other power ratings too, Texas is that high according to most, are they not?
They are. Yep. Yeah. And they're treated as such, if not higher, right, to be honest with you, because I actually bet against Texas last week.
Yeah. They're laying 7 against TCU too, to his point. Games of the year. So
And well, Brad, they never should have lost to Alabama.
No, they shouldn't have. Yeah. Well, yours don't get hurt. They might be number 1, or at least number 2 or number 3.
Yeah.
Good point. Thanks a lot. Great job. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, guys. Thanks,
Brad Powers. Sorry, BradPowersSports.com. Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. Fun discussion. Good stuff.
I always love that. How many teams are we going to have at the end of the year undefeated?
That is a good prop.
It does play out quite a bit.
I've never seen it worded like that before. They're including the championship games.
Yeah.
Very good.
If UCLA wins this weekend.
Hello.
Can they do it?
Yeah. They are 2-point dogs against USC. They can't. I don't think they will.
Neither do I.
They can. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm concerned about them away from home.
Updated odds on the next NFL coach fired, first NBA player to request a trade, and how many players will score 50-plus points during the regular season? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boost. What a time. Getting close to the playoff in college football. Almost the midseason in the NFL. NBA underway. Hockey. World Cup coming up. Join them every week for new promotions. Tuesday hockey first goal insurance. Sunday football parlay insurance. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app. Over 300 different ways to bet the NFL game tonight. It's a whole new game at BetRivers. Mike Pritchard joins us now from VSiN. Played 9 years in the NFL. First round pick. MVP of the championship team at Colorado. You don't count out the Buffaloes. Oh, no. They get their first win, so they will not have a winless season. And he joins us now to talk NFL. So what can we expect with the game tonight and Hopkins coming back from suspension and a guy who played wide receiver in the NFL? Is Murray going to look to him early? Is he going to force it? What can I expect with a rapport and timing with a guy off a suspension for 6 weeks?
You know what, Paul? Great question. I think all the above, to be honest with you, because the Cardinals have been pining for DeAndre Hopkins. D-Hop, man, he's back in the building. He's been in the building, really, guys. Working out in the building. He couldn't do the group activities because of suspension. But look, as players, I mean, Tom Brady during COVID, he went out with his receivers with shoulder pads on in high school, right? I mean, I think if you're Kyler Murray, if you're anything Cardinals, you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. So I think they had to have some type of work, some type of simulation. Now, it's you can't duplicate a game. So we'll see what type of shape D-Hop is in, yeah. Right? But I do expect them to force it to him because just the fact that they've been pining for him, just for the fact that he's back out there on the field and he can make an impact. I mean, think about the screen game, the quick throws to the outside, down the sideline, outside the numbers, one-on-one situations. DeAndre Hopkins is your best option at this point. Robbie Anderson doesn't know the offense. He doesn't know the new offenses yet, right? So I think if anybody can accelerate or give the Cardinals a significant chance at winning, DeAndre Hopkins has to be a big part of that game plan.
Okay, so, Pritch, you know this. We know this. Everybody knows it, right? The struggles by the Cardinals early on in games. They have 3 points the entire year in the first quarter. I know it's a short week. I know Kingsbury is not a very good coach at this point in his career in the NFL level. But don't you think in the couple of days they had to prepare for this game, like that had to be a really strong point of emphasis in practice to get ready for this game?
Well, that's it, Mitch. Practice. They don't practice well, as you know, and everybody else knows this too. And I was watching a lot of tape of where the Cardinals are offensively. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but they are a specialized offense, but this offense has regressed. It has not progressed at all. There's a basic concept out there called backs cross, right? And basically you take advantage of the middle of the field with linebackers and a deep safety, half safety. You can go two safeties even, but it's to occupy the middle of the field. Kyler Murray, he's in shotgun so much that it doesn't tie him up with the receivers and the backs crossing to open up the basic cross behind the backs in front of the linebackers. So you have all this lack of spacing, if you will, with their offense. Now, to me, that points to practice and the little things and Kingsbury and guys not focusing in on and trying to correct and clean up those little things. Those little details like that are the differences between completions for first downs and certainly chunk plays. So there's so many elements of this offense that has just not evolved, guys. And a lot of it goes back to practice. A lot of it goes back to nobody teaching Kyler Murray how to slow down his drops or how to speed up his drops. He's in shotgun so much. Nobody's in his ear with those coaching points right there to help this guy develop more.
You know what he reminds me of? The Monday night game, Raiders-Chiefs, final play of the game for Las Vegas, when Renfro was only finally back that week.
Yeah,
and remember that he ran into Devontae Adams in the final pass play of the game. Like, that's a lack of practice and kind of speaks to what you're saying about the Cardinals then. What are you watching with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers right now? Is this correctable?
Well, I think it is, but maybe not. It all depends on Aaron Rodgers. You know, Aaron Rodgers is, what, 38 years old, guys. And you think about his receiving core that he's been harping on and he's been on, trying to get them to catch up to that standard that he talks about often. They're 22 years old. I mean, there's a gap right there in terms of personality and lifestyle and everything, right? And it's up to Aaron Rodgers to take these kids, I'm going to call them kids, and embrace them, man, and you know, be that father figure or that big brother figure, if you will. And I think today's athletes, they need to be coddled a little bit more, different than when Aaron Rodgers came up, right? I mean, Aaron Rodgers came up the hard way in terms of sitting behind Brett Favre and you had to prove yourself. These kids that he's playing with, they don't have to prove themselves. They're just out there trying to do what's right. And a lot of times it's not consistent. And so Big Ben went through that last year, I think, with the Steelers because of the dynamic, right? The same youthful wide receivers. And so there's friction there. Now, there's time to iron it out. But to me, I think Aaron Rodgers needs to, as a Hall of Famer, embrace these kids, today's athletes, collar them a little bit, show them some love, man, and get them to that standard that way, as opposed to the methods that he's used so far.
I've never gone against Brady. I've never doubted him, but for the first time in his career, I think it's legitimate questions after, you know, this arrangement, the divorce. The guy's 45. I mean, he loves football. I mean, he couldn't work it out with the supermodel. But between the arrangement and yelling at the offensive line, how bad the offense has been, is it panic time in Tampa Bay, and how do you think this is going to end?
Not panic time yet, but it's getting close. How about that? I mean, Jerry Rice loved football. Hell, Jerry Rice played for the Seattle Seahawks towards the end of his career. I mean, these guys love football. You can't get enough of it, right? He's been married to football longer than Giselle. But the thing about Tom Brady, guys, is he threw the ball 849 times last year. They skewed their pass run ratio almost to 70%, almost 70-30. It was 66-34%. Now, he threw for 43 touchdowns. He had Gronk. He had these matchups that were about to get into that phase of the game. He had somewhat of a running game, nothing potent, but he could distribute the football around the field. Fast forward to this year. Guess what their pass run ratio is right now? It's 66-34. But he only has 8 touchdowns. And the reason why is because he doesn't have the matchups that, as an offensive player, as a quarterback that's so accustomed to and what he's used to, he doesn't have all that. He has so many moving parts that they're not in sync right now, but yet they still have the same philosophy. So if you're the Steelers, and you know that about Tom Brady, you know that about Leftwich, you know about this offense that way, even without defensive backs and TJ Watt, you can come up with a solid game plan to hold them under 20 points. Because they're doing the exact same stuff that they did a year ago, but they're different. They're not as good as they were a year ago. So they have to self-scout, guys. I think Tom Brady is going to have to relinquish any type of power he has with that offense, and because he's stuck in his ways. He's stuck in his tendencies right now, and the league has caught up to Tampa Bay offensively.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Former NFL player Mike Pritchard, current VSiN host. He is our guest. So we've talked a lot about the two New York teams this week, and a lot of people have, right? They're pleasant surprises. Do you think the way that it's happening with the Giants, they're 5-1. Don't ask me how they're doing it. But do you think, is it sustainable from here on out?
I'm tending to think that it is, because what we know about the National Football League, and it's kind of like what we just talked about, guys, you can only do so much with your scheme. Eventually it's going to turn into, okay, do you have better players than the other team? Because they know what you're doing. They know your tendencies all over the field, what you like to do, what you don't like to do. What you're good at, what you're not good at, right? And so do you have the playmakers? It's the reason why the Eagles, you go out and get an A.J. Brown, because if you play him and you think you have a matchup against him, you don't, right? And so later on, when we change phases in this game, the Giants are doing what a lot of teams want to do right now, or a lot of teams will want to do as we get closer to the playoffs, and that's running football. This team is so physical and so intricate what they do running the football, guys. It's impressive. It really is. Now, Daniel Jones, from a playmaking standpoint at the quarterback position, I think he has to be better. I think he has to see the field a little bit more. But there's open players out there. There's playmakers available to him. He just has to elevate his game, but he's got time to do that. And then defensively, what Wink is doing with this defense, guys, this defense is flying around. They're enjoying themselves. They got a lot of speed. They have got a lot of great athletes on that side of the ball, too. So I look for the Giants in that defense to kind of keep them in games until this offense can evolve in a passing fashion. But running the football right now is exactly what teams want to do as we approach the playoffs.
Very good. Do you like anything tonight or this week? You looking at any teasers or any other bets?
Yeah, a lot of teaser legs, guys. I'm trying to decide and trying to narrow it down. I like the Colts, to be honest with you. I think this is going to be like a playoff game. Typically, with divisional games with this much importance on the game, I think this could be a playoff game, playoff situation. So I like a teaser leg there. I like a lot of teaser legs, to be honest with you. Dallas on a teaser leg. The Patriots even. I mean, Patriots could be that survivor pick this week, right? I mean, who knows? But yeah. There's a lot of teaser opportunities, so many home favorites across the board right there. So, but, you know, just from a spread standpoint, I mean, I like the Colts and their matchup against the Titans. So.
Very good. Thanks for waking up early, pal. We appreciate the time, as always.
Always, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike.
There you go. He's on Twitter, at M.I. Pritchard, playing the league for a decade. As you said, won a title with Colorado. You could see it. He
got a pep in his step.
Proudly hangs the number 9 jersey of Colorado in the background there.
Sure, sure. But, big win. I think the Patriots would be the most selected team at Survivor.
I'm with you. Me too.
Yep.
Is that who you're leaning?
Yeah, it appears so.
It's between them and who else?
Well, I was looking at Miami. Tua's back. Steelers off a win. They're at home. Sunday night game. It's tough. Looking to the next 3 weeks, it's difficult. Because, you know, who have you used? What do you want to save? What's coming up? Thanksgiving? Yeah, tough.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll recap last night's betting action and win some, lose some. Tons of upsets across the board. Paulie runs down the numbers for you coming up next.
VSiN.
All right, the plays. Express Bet Editor-in-Chief Jeremy Plonk. We're going to Keeneland. Race 7, he likes the 12. Bipartisanship at 3-1. Race 9, he likes the 3. Pure Pauline on top at 3-1. You can bet these races and more at First Bet. VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for the app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks is the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service. VSiN.com/horses. Every Thursday during football season, Paul Charchian, Fantasy Hall of Famer, GuillotineLeagues.com. And thanks for coming on, sir. Let's start with this. I mean, this is not the whole story of the league. Totals, unders, and fantasy. Yeah. First 6 weeks, fantasy scoring, lowest in 13 years.
And it's taken a little of the starch out of fantasy because we love points, right? I mean, it's not, you know, everything's relative. I mean, we're all losing points. I know that's turning wins into losses, but we love touchdowns. We like, you know, we want to see red zone. We don't see a touchdown every 90 seconds on red zone.
Yep.
And we don't get that this year. The whole play, the whole league is just, and it's not just Thursday nights, although it's become very, very evident on Thursday nights what the whole league is going through. But there are a lot of signature teams like the Rams that just, you know, and the Broncos that just don't score points. And it's really, it's taken a little bit out of fantasy. And it makes you wonder, by the way, you know, there's not enough quarterbacks to go around to make 32 good teams. They're talking about NFL expansion in Europe. I mean, what happens if we've got a whole division in Europe? We're going to add like four more teams someday, 5 years down the road. Are we still going to, we can have enough good quarterbacks to make that a better product than what we have right now? If anything, it'll water it down worse.
Yep. No, you're spot on. So I love discussing primetime games on this show. Part of the reason why is because of the player props. And a lot of the nuggets and the info that I relay on this show, I get from guillotineleagues.com and the charts ranks. You guys do a phenomenal job with all these write-ups, including, and this is why I am on Hopkins tonight, right? First of all, yes. I think that Murray's going to force feed him the ball or try to in this game. But also, you guys wrote this up. As a team, New Orleans is allowing the seventh most receptions, fourth most yards per game to opposing receivers. And as I pointed out earlier today, Justin Jefferson, Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, Jamar Chase averaged roughly 7 receptions on 9 targets for a .118 and 1.25 scores. That's phenomenal information. So my guess is you like Hopkins tonight as well.
I do like Hopkins. In fact, I would double down on his anytime touchdown and his over 61.5 receiving yards. So Hollywood Brown's out, of course. That means Hopkins gets thrust into a major role immediately. Brown leaves behind the third most targets in the league, 10 per game. And those 10 targets aren't going to the undead corpse of A.J. Green. They're going to DeAndre Hopkins. And the biggest thing you need to know is this. New Orleans is going to be without their star cornerback, Marshon Lattimore. That leaves backup Paulson Adebo to cover Hopkins. Adebo is so bad that as a backup who's only seen time in 3.5 games, he's allowed the most touchdowns in the NFL and the eighth most yards, playing half a season. So individual matchup screams for Hopkins, too. This is a great time to get into Hopkins, and I don't see another player on this roster that's going to get the kind of usage he's going.
Excellent.
Yeah. What do we do with the Saints offense? And if it looks like it's going to be Dalton. I think they played well. I mean, like you tweeted, they had a ton of guys out and moved the ball against the Vikings, and they should have beat the Bengals last week.
They should have. You know, Dalton's, it's not like Dalton's filling box scores, right? He's like 200 passing yards and one touchdown a game. But what he doesn't do is make critical mistakes, so they lose. He's only one interception in the 3 games they've played so far. The guy who's really been the biggest beneficiary with Dalton under center is Alvin Kamara, who's in the Dalton games, he's averaging over 100 rushing yards and almost 60 receiving yards on 6 receptions. 100 plus 60, that's 160 total yards, I'm pretty sure. That's fantastic output from Kamara with Dalton under center that he was not getting with Winston. And here's Arizona. They've allowed the most receiving touchdowns to running backs of any team in the NFL. Kamara has not scored a touchdown all year. So his anytime touchdown number is a little out of whack right now. You can get anytime touchdown on Kamara for plus 120. It's a great chance that it comes through the air. He's still catching all these passes from Dalton. That's a nice opportunity for him. I like him in this game, and I think he's got a nice opportunity to get into the end zone for the first time this year.
Okay, great breakdown. So I'm in plenty of leagues this year, and I had a chance to pick up Latavius Murray in all of them. I decided not to because I don't want to touch anything right now with this Broncos offense. What say you?
Oh, couldn't agree more. I mean, here we are. We're 6 games into Nathaniel Hackett's career. You should be in the honeymoon phase, right? Like almost nothing you do should be so bad in a rebuilding team that it should go this wrong, but he's already coaching out of desperation. Mm-hmm. And you know, we saw this with the way that he's treated his running backs. Melvin Gordon in as the starter, out as a star, as the starter. Now he's back in as the starter. And when Hackett was asked yesterday about why he benched Gordon, he said it was because we didn't have a lot of plays. What does that even mean? You didn't have a lot of plays? What you ran plays. You went to overtime. I don't even know what that means. Meanwhile, he's put Gordon back in because I think there are so many people questioning him. But Gordon's been materially bad, not just the fumbling, just the output. And he's already rotated Gordon in and out. This thing's totally off the rails. I think he should have just stuck to his guns and just said, okay, you know, Gordon's not getting it done. We're going to try hot hand. We're going to do whatever it takes. I know he could have done a lot of ways with this, but this guy's floundering in a way that we haven't seen really since this is an Urban Meyer level of incompetence for a first year coach. Yeah. I think if this was a high powered Denver offense, Mitch, I'd be like, yeah, let's roll the dice on some emerging back. Like maybe it's Latavius Murray or maybe they go back to Mike Boone. But this is the lowest scoring offense in the NFL. We're not going to touch any of these running.
What do we do with Stafford, who's on a bye week, but this offense has been horrible? Do we just bench Stafford in fantasy?
I think we're going to go beyond that. Yeah, I think we go beyond that.
Uh-oh.
Not just benching him. I think you need a replacement quarterback
for
Matthew Stafford on bye. I think you just drop him outright.
Oh,
I think you're going to have an opportunity to get him later. And I'm not saying that he will never have another good game the rest of this year, but everything's so stacked against him right now. Only two quarterbacks that have played a full slate of games have fewer passing touchdowns than Matthew Stafford, your reigning Super Bowl winning quarterback. You know, the offensive line is just such a huge problem, and the loss of their left tackle, Joe Noteboom, a lethal blow to this offense. And the Rams have got one healthy starter on their offensive line right now, and the running game giving them no help whatsoever. They haven't found a second receiver to do anything. Van Jefferson still a ways out before he can come back, and I don't even think he's a solution. So there's so many things stacked up against Stafford. I think you pivot. You go to Daniel Jones. You go to Matt Ryan. You go to Geno Smith. There's a lot of ways to pivot away from Stafford that I think ultimately you're going to be more consistent than Stafford is going to be.
God, I think I just threw up in my mouth. That is disgusting.
Oh, bad.
Okay,
it's so bad.
For people who own Dak Prescott, now consider that who they're playing this week, right? And if he does come back and play, we're talking about this Lions defense, which is just, oh, God, it's so bad. Do you go with him right out of the gates here, or do you want to see one game with Prescott?
I'm ready to go, in part because of what you said. It's Lions, so it's game on right now. Detroit owns the third highest yards per attempt allowed, passing attempt allowed. They've given up multiple passing touchdowns in three of the last four games. Their Pro Football Focus is second lowest graded coverage unit, and this despite the fact that it's hardly been a murderer road that the Lions have seen. They've seen Geno Smith and Bailey Zappe and Carson Wentz. I roll that together with this Lions secondary. They just benched one of their starting cornerbacks before the bye, Amari Awarie. And we don't know what his status is going to be. Maybe he's back as a starter. They might be bringing back a Jerry Jacobs off the pup list. And the reserves are terrible. Mike Hughes, Bobby Price. The secondary is a wreck. There's so many reasons to like Dak Prescott in a bounce back game here. We're going to go immediately to him. I've looked at you can't bet him. He's not bettable at this stage, but maybe at some point we'll be able to make some wagers on this, but I can't find any lines on Dak Prescott at this time.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Okay. But maybe, before kickoff that we have coming up this weekend, guillotineleagues.com is the website. I got in four leagues before this. I'm still in two.
All right.
So nice. I'm still alive somehow, but you guys are still drafting. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, new leagues forming all the time, kind of unique to guillotine leagues. This stage, you'll join a 12-team league. There's 12 teams left in the league in the season, and every week the low scoring team gets cut. Their entire roster goes to the waiver wire, where the rest of the survivors bid on those free agents. It's super fun. It's very different. All you have to do is not finish last, and you can certainly do that, right? Not finish last, Mitch. We can do that.
Yeah, I made the final 4-1, and we split it up.
Yeah, not bad. So, is that how you decided to do it?
Yeah, that's what we decided on. We agreed on.
Right.
So
I can see that.
It's great. Thanks, buddy.
Fun.
Enjoy the games.
Thanks for joining now. guillotineleagues.com. Thanks, guys. Talk to you in a week.
Thank you.
Go check it out. It's the best way to play fantasy. Love it. Been saying it now for a couple of years.
Okay.
Really good day today in sports.
Yeah.
We have the sports equinox, right? We have baseball. We have NBA. We have college football. We have NFL. We have hockey.
There's Premier League, too.
Yeah, there you go.
The Premier League today.
Sure.
And Nigel likes that Europa play. He wants to take the plus goal, go against Arsenal.
That's right.
In the Europa.
If you missed any of the show today, you can listen back on your time, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Follow the Money. You'll find it there. Good luck betting tonight. We'll see you. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.